Hi there, I'm Kate McClellan, and I've been a professional wedding planner for over 20 years now. I started Planning Collective when I noticed that though most couples are super excited about getting engaged, they quickly feel overwhelmed and intimidated by the actual process of planning their weddings. If left unchecked, this can lead to massive burnout and the urge to scrap all your plans and just elope. While this is totally normal, you don't have to sacrifice your sanity for your dream wedding. In the Wedding Planning Collective podcast, I'm going to share the processes, tips, and tools that all engaged couples like you need to feel confident, supported, and excited about your wedding plans again. Let's get started. Hey there, before we get to the episode, I have a quick question for you. Have you been unsuccessfully trying to shake that feeling that you're forgetting something when it comes to your wedding? You've got the Knot app and you've downloaded countless other planning checklists, but you just can't get rid of that sneaking suspicion that there's something you don't know yet. It's a very common feeling when it comes to wedding planning. So much so that I decided to put together a free resource to help get rid of what I call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. Yes, it does include that 12-month task checklist, but that's just the start. In addition to the ultimate wedding planning checklist, my new Don't Forget list also includes a wedding vendor checklist, your shopping list, a packing list for the wedding weekend, and a complete wedding item setup list to make sure that you are truly not forgetting anything when it comes to your wedding. And you heard me right. This list is free for you to grab right now. Just head over to planningcollective.com/forgetting, and it's all yours. That's planningcollective.com/FORGETTING, and let's get rid of that FOWO together. All right, let's get on to the episode. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. We've made it to the final episode of the Wedding Planning Blueprint Preview Series. I really hope you found this initial stage of planning helpful as you're prepping to really dig into the wedding plans. And like I promised before, it is almost time to get into the fun stuff. One more quick lesson and you'll be ready to start calling those venues and trying on dresses. I do hope that you're seeing how these foundational steps, though, will really help you as you get further into the planning process. As I've said before, having a solid foundation for what you want out of your wedding and even need out of your wedding is going to make the whole process so much easier as you move forward. Now, if you're just finding this podcast, hello, and congrats on your engagement. Please make sure that you pop back to episode 112, where we started this series, as it really does build one step upon the next. Or better yet, you can get the entire series for free over at planningcollective.com/blueprint, where you'll find the entire Wedding Planning Blueprint Preview Series available for you to watch one after the other. Okay, let's do our quick refresher before we get started. We've already talked about the common and expensive wedding planning mistakes that so many couples make, but you're not going to. We talked about the accounts that you want to have set up prior to starting the planning process. And we've also covered three of the four pillars of your wedding planning foundation: your priorities, your budget, and your guest list. This final pillar is going to be setting up your planning checklists and the time frame of wedding planning. And we're also going to talk briefly about the important details of wedding day timing. We'll wrap up by discussing what comes next in planning your wedding and how I can help you stay sane throughout the planning process. Now, as we get into the timeline details, I want to let you in on a little secret. And that is that there really are no rules when it comes to wedding planning. Like we've talked about, it's all about your priorities and what is important to you as a couple. Now, that being said, there is a common order on how things are done and how you should probably book things, and a common amount of time that most couples will spend planning their wedding. But the truth is, you can get married tomorrow if you want. Or you can wait and get married 5 years from now. There's no hard set rules when it comes to your wedding, your timeline, and your checklist. But I do have some suggestions that will hopefully make the process a lot smoother on you. Again, anything can be done in any amount of time. However, your priorities, budget, and timeline often dictate what you can do throughout the wedding planning process. For example, Several years ago, I was on the board of an organization called Wish Upon a Wedding. We worked with other event professionals to gift couples weddings that were suffering from a terminal illness. We were once working with a couple that unfortunately had a very short time left together, and we were able to pull together a wedding in just 3 weeks from start to finish. Now, of course, we had the benefit of working together as a group of wedding professionals, and we didn't have to worry about like the research, hiring, or budgeting component of wedding planning. But the point is, it can be done. On the opposite side of things, I've had clients looking at dates 2 or more years out because they know they have certain expectations for their wedding and they want to be able to save up for the wedding of their dreams. Or maybe they know they're going to be in medical school for the next couple of years and they don't want to be planning a wedding during that process. Once again, it all comes back to those priorities. If you want something larger and more elaborate, you may need more time to save up, or simply just to ensure that you can get the vendors that you want that are available. If you prefer something more relaxed and laid back, you can probably pull together a wedding relatively quickly. All that being said, the average engagement is just about a year, and most checklists you'll find, including the ones that are provided here in the group, are based on a 12-month planning timeframe. We'll dive a little bit deeper into that in just a minute, but first, let's talk about longer engagements. Like I said, there isn't a cutoff for how long is too long to be engaged, but I don't recommend booking venues or vendors much further than 18 to 24 months out. There can be huge benefits to having a longer engagement, but I found more often than not, trends, opinions, and preferences can change in that amount of time. The dress or color combinations you love today might change in the next 6 months or a year. Or maybe a perfect new venue opens up for you, but you've already locked in with another space. There's always a slight risk of this happening, regardless of your planning timeframe, but the chances increase greatly when you're planning 2+ years out. Now, that doesn't mean you can't start planning with a long engagement. You can definitely start the Pinterest board, work on your budget, and start working on the priorities and your guest list. I just don't recommend making any financial commitments until you're within that 18 to 24 month window. Now, going back to those 12-month planning calendars that you'll find on sites like Zola, WeddingWire, and The Knot, how do you apply those checklists to your wedding timeline if you're not at the 12-month mark? Whether you have more or less time, just look at those lists as an order in which things should be completed. If you have less than 12 months, don't be overwhelmed if it feels like you're already behind just because the list said you should have things done already. Adjust it to your time frame and start checking things off that list. We get into the specifics of booking your vendors in the next stage of the Wedding Planning Blueprint course. So make sure you join the membership so that you can get access to all of the details on the order in which you book your vendors and, of course, the questions and details you need to know while you are interviewing. However, if your planning timeline is condensed, less than a year, booking your venue and your core vendor team should be your number one priority. Now, when it comes to the day of wedding timeline, there are so many variables that will come into play for your wedding day, of course. While you won't need a detailed version of the timeline until you get like a couple months out from the wedding, you'll likely need a general idea of when the ceremony and the reception will be held to deal with some of the other planning details. Now, there's not one solid template timeframe that will work for everyone, but you'll find several that I've shared within this series. If you're listening to the podcast again, you can join the Wedding Planning Blueprint Preview Series at planningcollective.com/blueprint. Now, because there are so many variables that go into creating your wedding day timeline, it's something that we focus on a lot of our time on in the Planning Collective membership. In the full version of the Wedding Planning Blueprint course, I outline all of the questions you need to ask yourself before you start your timeline. And then we walk through the process of putting together your actual timeline. In addition to the lessons in the course and the templates with the sample timelines, we also have monthly timeline review sessions and weekly office hours that gives us the opportunity to chat directly about specific timing for your wedding day. Are you doing a first look? Do you have to travel from different venues, or is everything all in one location? These are the kind of things that are going to make your specific timeline very different than any timeline template you can find. Generally speaking, though, here are some of the main things that I want you to keep in mind when you're thinking about your wedding day timeline. Things always take longer than you anticipate, so make sure you're adding some buffer time in random places to allow for that to happen. For hair and makeup, I prefer to tell the stylist when you need to be done by, and they can let you know when they need to start because they'll know how many people they need to go through and how long their services take. I generally don't recommend getting too detailed with the hair and makeup schedules regarding who is specifically starting at what time, but rather making sure that people are getting checked off the list. So in other words, making sure there's always a bridesmaid in the chair. That way, if a bridesmaid is running late or if something gets thrown off, it doesn't mess up the whole timeline. You're still moving through getting everyone done. This one is often surprising, but I typically plan on the process of the bride getting into her dress to take 45 to 60 minutes. Now, actually getting dressed is likely not going to take you that long, but from the moment you say, okay, it's time to get dressed, to when you're done, it's going to involve a couple of trips to the bathroom, struggling with undergarments, lots of pausing for pictures, putting on your jewelry, shoes, and all those other details. It's likely going to be 40 to 60 minutes from start to finish. And finally, there are typically two times a day where we really want to be strict on coming close to our timeline. The start of the ceremony, especially if we're at a religious institution, and the timing of food service. As long as things are generally on track, I don't stress out about things down to the minute. But those are the two times of the day where we really want to try and nail our timeline. Now, of course, the best piece of advice I can give you on your timeline and the wedding day is to hire professionals on the day to coordinate everything for you. Having a day of coordinator on site that can keep an eye on the timing and can make adjustments as needed, make sure that you are not the one stressing about it. They'll also be able to make sure the timeline isn't missing anything prior to the wedding day and can help you communicate with the rest of your vendors. Again, take a look at some of the sample timelines that we're going to include in the workbook here. Okay, now that you have your foundation set, it's time to get into the fun stuff. This is where you can start with those checklists because you have that solid foundation and understanding of what you want for your wedding and the budget that's going to be able to make it happen. It's time to start reaching out to venues and potential vendors you might be interested in. But what questions do you even ask a venue that you're interested in? If you've reached out to them already, they've likely sent you 20 plus page PDFs with lists and lists of fees and menus and pricing. But how do you figure out what it would actually cost you to have a wedding there? Or maybe you have your venue already, but you're struggling with how to bring your wedding design to life. You've perfected your wedding Pinterest boards, but how do you actually make that happen? These are the details that I help you with in the next stage of the planning process. Over the past 5 episodes, we've given a preview of stage 1 in the Wedding Planning Blueprint course. The course is the backbone of the Planning Collective membership, and it's where I walk you through how to plan your wedding step by step. Remember our house building analogy? After the foundation is set, you start working on the structure of the house, right? Well, for your wedding, that structure is your wedding team. So in stage 2, we talk about what you need to know about booking your venue and the rest of your vendor team. Stage 2 is where we also work on your mood and inspiration boards. I break down the exact process of how to bring those Pinterest images to reality using your florals, rentals, and other decor items. We also discuss what you need to know before you go dress shopping, amongst other attire-related topics. We create your stationery timeline so you know when you need to send out those save the dates and your wedding invitations. Stage 3 is all about the details. With our house comparison, this would include things like picking out your windows, doors, and flooring. For the wedding, these tasks include locking in the rest of your vendors, like cake or dessert, hotels, transportation, and working on things like your honeymoon, the rehearsal dinner, and ordering your invitations and other stationery products. In stage 4, we get to start working on some of the finishes. Just like with the house, this is where things are starting to feel real. You're deciding on fixtures, paint colors, and cabinet colors. In regards to your wedding, though, this means we're working on finalizing your layout, your ceremony details, and your rehearsal or brunch plans. We also spend a lot of time working through your wedding day workbook, which is going to be what helps you eliminate FOWO, what I call the fear of wedding oversight. You'll likely be thinking that you're forgetting something, and so we spend a lot of time making sure that you've thought through every one of your details while we're in stage four. Stage five, it's time to move into that house, which means it's wedding month, and we're getting all those final details together. This means finalizing your seating chart, having your final meetings with your vendors, working through final payments and gratuities, and organizing all your decor items. There's a lot to be done, but this is where all your hard work and structure is going to pay off. And in the Planning Collective membership, I'm not just giving you a list of what you need to do. Through a series of short videos, kind of like this, I actually walk you through the how and why for all of these items, making sure that you're able to make your decisions based on these priorities and the budget and the other details that we've spent so much time on in stage one. In addition to the videos in the Wedding Planning Blueprint course, the membership includes over 10 wedding planning templates, checklists, and guides, with new templates coming every month in 2025. We also have our weekly office hours where we can chat through your specific wedding concerns, because sometimes you just need to talk through a problem or concern with a wedding pro. And did I mention that all of this is available to you for less than you are likely spending on coffee each month? I really hope that you found this preview of stage one in the Wedding Planning Blueprint course helpful. I've had so much fun walking you through some of the most important steps in planning your wedding. Join the Planning Collective membership today so you can enjoy the planning process. You can find more information and sign up now over at planningcollective.com/membership. I will say prices are going to be going up in the new year, but if you join now, you'll be locked in at the current rate. Thank you so much for joining me in the Wedding Planning Blueprint Preview Series. I really look forward to learning more about your wedding plans over in the membership. I'll see you there.